Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower, and I'm here with the Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page on warn-usa.com. You can find the Warn Radio on usa.life, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Tumblr, Pure Social, Spreely, and Linktree. You can listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. Don't miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. The Resolute Christian Amidst Chaos. The resolute Christian finds a world of confusion greeting the faith which Jesus Christ demonstrated. Without such faith, we cannot please God. Events in the world today have made our societies full of confusion. Our enduring Christian hope resides within the sphere of provision of God. For sure we have no continuing city here. We are to seek one to come. Lord's Judgment on Pride, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 13 on Battle Lines. The Lord's Judgment on Pride. Got pride? Well, in the human endeavor, pride is never far away. At times it inflates the personal ego. Other times it inflates an entire nation as it glories in sin. Antichrist Shadows of Nations, classic series on Warn Radio. This episode features one of our premier shows. Antichrist Shadows are found in the type and historical figure of Antiochus Epiphanes. We investigate the rise, work, and fall of this leader. Global Christian Advocacy Human Rights on Classic Warn Radio. There is no doubt today we do hear of wars and rumors of war. In addition, the ongoing persecution of Christians continue. When the Apostle spoke of perilous times, we know today what that means. Be sure to check out The Rising. It's a Christian fiction thriller by The Watchman, Dana Glenn Smith. When he who opposes rises, believers overcome by faith. We introduce a former Black Ops sniper named Mac. He battles to survive the forces bent on destroying him. Having escaped death many times, he is now with his wife Dorothy, who also is a former Black Ops. Be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter by going to danaglennsmith.com, where you can also visit our Christian books and resource shop, where we feature The Rising and other Christian books as well as sources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good.
What's going on in your world?
My world?
Yeah. Do you have a world?
I do have a world, and it's, you know, it's really kind of narrow in some respects, but it's really huge in others. You know, and today I want to introduce, probably for many people, they've never heard of this Christian ministry. And this one ministers to the Soviet Union.
Really?
Yeah. And we have others that we've come across, and we are glad to be able to tell you about these people, and we want you to visit them. It's Christian Radio for Russia, reaching the Slavic world for Christ via the New Life Radio Satellite Network.
That's exciting.
And, you know, satellite network. So they got on satellite.
Yeah.
And they offer domestic Christian radio inside of Russia using FM satellite and internet radio. They reach the Slavic youth globally and serve the evangelical church as a media resource for evangelism and discipleship. And you can partner with them. And these are people that are right there across Russia. They also go into Ukraine. I mean, there's a lot of stuff people are talking about Ukraine today. And make no mistake, today there was a, and this is the, I've seen him several times. He's a pastor. He's right up there in the area, and they have a place where there's a big cross, and it overlooks the area where there's been a lot of trouble, and that is within the confines of a certain area in the Ukraine, Soviet Russia, or I should say, you know, they Russia itself, fires rockets and does everything. I mean, this has been ongoing. The ongoing trouble between Ukraine and them is something else. But at any rate, this pastor has a bunch of other pastors, and they go up there and gather and pray for their country. Now, they're not really connected to this one, although they would know who this New Life Radio is. But you see, these are believers that are right on the edge, and you have this area where you have, As the Lord said in the last days, wars and rumors of war. And, of course, Joe up in the White House, I don't think any of them really know what's going to happen. And some of the leaks coming out of Russia was the fact that Putin wasn't the least bit scared, threatened, or even care what America says.
No.
And when they look at some of the people we got in our White House, I don't blame them.
Well, so, I think that they, the U.S. or maybe the people running the White House are hoping that Ukraine, Russia will attack Ukraine. I think they're trying to use it as a diversionary tactic to get our minds off or get our eyes off what they are really doing. Behind the scenes?
Well, at any rate, you can go to crfr.org. Now, believe it or not, they do have an address in Jamestown, New York, where I've been up by Jamestown. I was in the service over in Newport, and I had a chance to visit New York and a lot of the outlying, some of the outlying areas. And so I'm very aware about this area. So we're really... You know, we're always glad to find new ministries, and these are right on the cusp of it. They're trying to win the youth, and, you know, the bottom line of it is that America needs to repent. Well, the nations need to repent, but see, the thing of it is, I'm living in America, and so our goal is to get the word out and preach the word and cover the persecuted church. So there's a lot of goals that we have personally as Warn Radio. And you can visit us over at warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. But we have other addresses that you can reach us at, warn-radio.com. That is a website that'll take you to the WIBR, which is the Watchman Institute. And it also, Dana Glenn Smith will take you to there. So we have a number of various ways to get to some of our websites. And the reason we do is, for many, many years now, we have had a number of these. Well, I do have another website that is going to be a future website. And then I also have chances to pick up two of our other websites that I've had in the past. These are regular www addresses. So our mission is to proclaim Christ.
That's good.
Especially to America. And Christian Radio, their mission is to proclaim Christ to the Russian-speaking world.
That's right. Amen.
And the thing of it is, make no mistake, you know, and their group of people that helps them over in Russia, they're just, you know, there's some young, a lot of young people, and, you know, it just warms my heart.
Yeah, it's exciting.
To do that. And then the fact that other pastor and his friends, while all this nonsense was coming out of the White House, they were posting on social media and stuff. And, of course, I've got some emails that I get. I got a lot of different places where we get stuff from. And so, at any rate, be sure that, you know, it is important to be proclaiming Christ to this lost world. And if you want to know what happened to America, it's because we need to repent. And there are a lot of people that I know on social media. Matter of fact, I have another guy that he followed us when we were on Twitter, and we had 1,500 followers, and I followed him. His name is Prince Handley, and you'll understand him once you get there. But he's an all right guy, and you know, he will tell you a lot of things from the messianic point of view. And one thing we all agree about, whether we're messianic or whether we're Christians, is that the Lord is coming again and people need to repent. And, you know, the things we're going through in this world and in this nation we're in today, in America, is because we need to repent. So, at any rate, we are glad for this, and we urge you to contact them at crfr.org, the New Life Radio, Christian Radio inside of Russia. And so, there's another one.
I think that's exciting to hear that, to know about that, that they're trying to reach Russia and the Ukraine. And
I know. You know, because, you know, we talk about the nations and how they're restricting people's rights. Well, Putin did too some time ago.
He did.
And that wasn't the first time Russia cracked down on Christianity. Matter of fact, we seen a video, and it was on there for a long time. And they were Christians, this family, who during a time passed, this probably goes clear back to the 40s, that the old Russia was cracking down on Christians. And their father took them clear up in northern Siberia. Nobody even knew they were up there. That's how they survived the crackdown on Christians. Now, see, they've always had the Russian Orthodox Church, but it was the state church. Anything other than that was getting in trouble. Now, see, the same thing happened with England. Because the Church of England persecuted anybody else that didn't belong to them. And that's really why the Puritans, and a lot of them, came to America to get away from that, the persecution of the church in England, because England was so big, they were everywhere. So at any rate, make a long story short, you know, there's a lot of issues here when we really start talking about it, about reaching the world, everything that's going on. But, you know, eventually this woman came to be found on a YouTube video by someone who had found her there. And she had been living alone for many years. Her mother and father died. I don't know who else she had there. Can you remember if she had any kids? Or brothers or anything?
Out in the forest?
Yeah.
She had a couple brothers that I remember, and might have been a sister.
And they all died?
Yeah, she was never married and never had any children.
So at any rate, it was really interesting hearing her story. She prayed and she did all the stuff of her faith, but she was all alone, and she developed some friendships with some other people that were living up there, not many up there. And it wasn't until recently that they even found out she was there.
Yeah, what, 10, 15 years ago or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't. The last we knew, she had a tumor on her stomach, and so she may not even be living anymore.
Yeah, she may not. So at any rate, you know, you'll find traces of persecuted Christians all over this world.
Even in the United States.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is hard to believe that that should be going on.
Well, you know,
you don't like it in any country.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we've got another thing we want to talk about here right now for America, and that's food shortages. Some of these are made because of an inept government in America. But it was some time ago, it's probably been a year ago, maybe, that I started finding evidence, and these were farmers that were located in the Grain Belt and other places, and they grew crops, and they would take all the corn and everything they're growing, there's all kinds of grains, and harvest them, and it go into the production stage and to make food for you. Well, the farmers, and there was personally here at Warren Radio, I came across three different farmers, three or four, and they were all questioning why the government was, and this was a long time ago, quite a while ago, why the government, this is under Joe Biden, and I would say probably 6 months after he took office.
Right, yes, I think that.
Okay, good. So,
six or seven, but last summer.
So he said, they were saying, why does the government want us to destroy our crops? And they said they even told us where to take them to get them destroyed. Well, then all of a sudden now, lo and behold, you know, we looked at the ships and we did studying and we saw why they were having troubles in some areas because of the unloading of the ships. And, of course, a lot of these are unions that are heavily controlled, and they couldn't get everything out of there. So at any rate, put a long story short now, we do have shortages, and the Biden administration policies have done nothing. We have seen rampant theft from BLM and other punks. These punks, and I'm telling you, we've seen it in the liberal Democratic cities. And in California, it's really bad. Recently, a company president came out of a food company, said that we need to crack down on these and stop this. And there was some more information that came out today that said that some of these companies are going to have to cut back. They're actually cutting back where they have stores now, because they can't keep the people from stealing stuff.
That's terrible.
And then there was another incident where that I found from a guy that, and he's a reputable guy. He's someone that regularly gets on And he said that he went into a store and he didn't have his mask on. And right away, two of the store employees came up and grabbed him. But he says, this is the same store where people rush in and steal stuff out of, and nobody rushes up to stop them.
Isn't that insane?
So that, you know, I mean, nothing makes sense here, except we know, especially from the BLM riots and the Antifa riots and Washington State and Oregon and California, that they, for months, they let the inner cities burn and buildings get torched and businesses get pillaged. They did nothing. Now, this follows exactly to the letter, a part in my book, The Rising. Now, I wrote The Rising and had it finished, the main part of the plot, before this thing even began. And you wouldn't believe the similarities between the book The Rising, which is a Christian fiction, and what happened in America. So, you know, if 10 of you can get out there, get the book, read it, and you can put a comment. Like if you buy the book on Amazon, leave a comment on Amazon. And be sure to email us and let us know that. Because what I'll do is I will offer you the Steal the Darkness, the first book, and I'll give it to you for, I don't know, $8 or $9, which is about a $15, $16 book. I'll give it to you with a good percentage off just to get it out there, just to give you the other thing. But in order to do this, you need to be sure to email me the receipt, tell me you got it, and I'm not going to do anything until you read it, until you put the comment in there. So it has to have the receipt for the book, it has to have the comment in it, and mention this. So you go to our website at danaglennsmith.com. You go to the contact page and you send me a message. And then I'll get back to you. Tell me what you've done. You've read the book, put the comment, and we don't have a place for you to put a file on anything, because I don't open files unless I know people. And so you have to tell me. I'll get back with you. You have to tell me who you are and identify yourself. But 10 people, because I want you to read this book, and because this stuff here comes in line also with some other stuff we covered years and years ago about what was going to happen and things are coming. So. There's a lot of people that have us right in the middle of the tribulation. We're not in the tribulation yet, but
it seems like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But see, you're suffering tribulation, okay? You're not in the tribulation, but you're suffering tribulation. Remember, the gospel says that. You know, in the world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Meanwhile, the church is waiting for the great tribulation. What's the difference between the great tribulation and the tribulation Christ talked about? They're both tribulation, except the other one is during the time that's worse than at any time on the face of the earth, and it'll never be like that again. So that's what we're looking at. But I can tell you right now, we're in judgment in America, and Joe Biden was the key point here. I was told well in advance. And you can laugh, I don't care what you do, but the Lord revealed to me point blank that this election between Trump and Biden would be a pinpoint for this judgment, and that Biden would get it. And well, at any rate, whether you believe it or not, that's the way it is.
And were you going to talk more about these farmers?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, good.
But go ahead if you...
I was just going to mention that, I don't know that you mentioned it, that Biden was, they were told to destroy the crops and they'd be paid for them.
I didn't say paid for them, but I did say that.
Yeah. Yeah, you did say that. I was just... But yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm not going to read this, but see, the thing of it is, this farmer was talking about the price of fertilizer and liquid nitrogen have tripled and quadrupled in price.
That's horrible.
And the ones that's talking are in North Carolina. But if you get over in our neck of the woods, they're still high. And corn is another big. If you get over in Ohio, you get in Nebraska, you got corn. And a lot of them, the farmers, of course, there's soybeans. So they're talking about the fact that, you know, this is the thing. And they were talking about there's shortages of certain items in stores. Well, as a farmer, they were looking at the costs. And a lot of them are not going to plant like they have done previously. Now, you see, the thing of it is that all the information that I got was not on farmers not planting, but it was on the government telling them to destroy the crops that were already had been planted. They had been harvested, and the farmers were ready to take them to market, and they were told to destroy them. And I got three such emails, and it was on social media as well. So when we tell you these things, there is something stinky going on and underhanded from the Biden administration all the way through. There's something manipulating this. And one of the reasons this stuff is coming is because America needs to repent.
And that's right.
There are those here that want to destroy it. We know that now. Most anybody knows that. And you're in a real war. So you need to prepare yourself and your family. Now, we don't know if it is going to be that way. But I can tell you, in the rising, I do have a number of scenarios that I wrote into it. And I even give you some stuff concerning the Antichrist and how he manipulates the politics. And so I've got a real Jewish prophet. I've got the Antichrist in it. I've got supernatural meetings. And I do have a gift when it comes to writing in the supernatural. So check out The Rising, 10 of you. You can go to Amazon to buy it. You can come to Dana Glenn Smith, and you can check our shop there. And get down there and find the book, The Rising. Pick whatever you want. And it has to be the soft or the hard cover. And click on it, and that'll take you to Life Rich, where we have it on there where you can buy it. Because they take care of all the shipping and everything. And then you can send me the receipt, and you can tell me what you did on wherever you got it from. Now, if you buy it from Life Rich, I don't know if you can put comments in. So just send the comment in an email to me. And so I'll let you know what the cost of the other book. I'll sign it. It'll be a signed copy. And I'll give you the final price. So, at any rate, pay attention to what's going on. If you haven't stocked up. Now, see, this article does point out that in Africa, fertilizer prices, because they're so high, could result in 30 million metric tons less food.
Oh, my goodness.
And South America, the high fertilizer price will affect coffee production, meaning it's going to go way up. And
that's not good news for coffee drinkers.
I know, and they're going to produce a fraction of what they normally do.
So there will be a shortage of that as well.
So there's a lot of things going on here. And I do have a recent article that you need to read that Tower talked about. And this is about the resolute Christian amidst chaos. And that is another important article. Check it out on Dana Glenn Smith and go read it. because we have a lot of informative articles. And the stuff we produce, the things we do, we produce for one reason, to get the word out, to encourage the brethren, to let them know. So check these things out and let people know. And we're all over the place. Did you read off the social media that we were on?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're always getting new social media. And a heads up, Trump posted his first post on Truth Social.
Huh.
But you're not going to find Truth Social anywhere.
Why?
Because it's not up yet.
Well, how did you know he posted a new thing on it?
Because Trump Jr. took a picture of it.
Oh.
Because before you release it, you have to build it. And you put it to where they can't find it. And then after it gets done, then you do a little twitching and all of a sudden it's there. Magic.
Huh.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing. And so, at any rate, check this stuff out, folks. We're not just saying this stuff just because. And let us know. And of course, like Tower always tells you, you can always get a hold of us. But see, I insist. You go to our website, and if you've got a prayer request, you can submit it on warren-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. So, Tower, are you ready?
No, yours is next. Uganda.
Well, I've already done three. Well, how about that?
I'll do four.
Four.
And then one more.
You know, when I look at all the places we cover, it just absolutely astounds me.
I know.
I almost thought that was Kamala. See, because, folks, we have something here. In Uganda, as in many nations, it's basically Islam versus Christianity. And in Kampala, see, now Kampala sounds almost like Kamala.
Right.
And so, at any rate, recently, Islamic extremists, you know, these guys, you know, a lot of these evangelists and these farmers, you know, an old farmer and his wife, you know, they have a field. It helps to provide them food and give them money, you know, because they sell their crops. And some of them, they have to get on the road to walk to the field. So the Islamists catch them on the field. That's where they end up killing them or doing something. And so, here you go, and an evangelist is walking on a road, and he's going to a debate about Christianity. But it's not just Christianity. He's going to be discussing Islam. Now see, this guy is particularly good in debating. And he is about 300 meters from the open-air debate. You know, the site that was there. And two men stopped his car. Now, the minute he stopped, six other Muslims jumped out of the bush. And this is always the way it is. I mean, in all the times that I've seen it, you very rarely to see one Muslim attack one Christian. No, they got to come with a brigade. Sometimes you have a whole pile of them. So he says, I stopped my car, only be ambushed by six other Muslims in Islamic attire. And it was about midday, so who would have known?
Right.
And so he wound up in the hospital. And the assailants, one of them said, you have been terrorizing our religion. And the reason it's terrorizing is because Islam has no answers. All they have is violence. Kill the Christian. All they have is what Muhammad did in the Crusades. Take life, rape and pillage, and you'll go to heaven. But see, in Christianity, we have miracles and signs and wonders, and we have the Word of God, and we have the Spirit of God. There's a whole lot of difference.
Yes, amen.
And so that terrorizes other religions. And he says, this assailant said, Allah has called you and you're going to meet him. And he says, some beat me, some cut me with something. And they pulled him out of the car and threw him in the bush. And somebody hit him with some kind of an iron bar and they left him. And he, when they found him, he was laying in a pool of blood.
That's horrible.
And the attackers didn't even bother the car. They just wanted to kill him. And so he was initially treated and transferred to another hospital to get him out of the way of his assailants.
You know, that is so tragic.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, the thing of it is that, you know, these guys that are there, right on the edge, you know, they're bringing the gospel, and they just, their lives are on a razor edge there. But we continue to see great results. People being delivered, being healed, being saved. We do see martyrs, but we see the fruits. So remember Uganda and all the others, especially in Africa. There's a whole list of these places that we pray for all the time. And it's not going to get any better. We're heading into the time of darkness. Even the Lord, when he went to the cross, it was during a time of darkness, when the powers of darkness would have the day. And remember, there's two harvests, one to darkness and one to light, the light of Christ. There's two, one to righteousness, one to unrighteousness. So that's the way it is.
So sad.
Yeah. But at any rate, that's why they don't want him to show up.
Yeah.
Because he is real good at it. So at any rate, that was posted on Morningstar News. Now, Morningstar News is a good little operation. They do faith articles, Christian persecution, and news like that. And so it came to us through ChristianNews.net, and they had posted the Morningstar News article. And so you have two, ChristianNews.net, and you have the Morningstar News. There are a lot of ministries involved when we talk about distributing the news and getting it out there. So be sure to check those sites out as well. And so, are you ready?
Yes. This story comes to us from FaithWire. It's an activist warns America. This North Korean defector, an activist, Yunomi Park, is warning there's a brainwashing unfolding in America, citing pervasive censorship and appealing to her harrowing story to help people understand the risks afoot. She said, I never thought in America I had to worry about brainwashing and propaganda. She proclaims at the start of her new PragerU video, we have a brainwashing going on in this country. I get censored on YouTube and Twitter because I talk about China. Never in my life I thought in America I had to fight for freedom of speech. Even in America, the freedom is not guaranteed, and it's slipping away every day. She recalled her mother telling her early on, "Don't even whisper because the birds and mice can hear you." That quote captured the level of fear and terror that gripped Park's daily life in North Korea. Growing up as a child, seeing dead bodies on the street, that was my daily routine in life. She had no running water and barely any food. She and her family would drink from a river that routinely had dead bodies floating in it. She said her grandmother died from malnutrition and her uncle perished from hunger. They were purposely letting us die. You do not own yourself in North Korea. You are owned by the state. The regime decides what we read, what we watch, what we listen to. And she said, literally, people get executed by reading a Bible. So she eventually escaped along with her mother, and they both ended up in China being sold into slavery. She witnessed unthinkable atrocities, including her mother's rape. Then both women fell victim to human trafficking. Her mom was sold for less than $100, and then she was sold separately. She said she couldn't take it, and she was going to kill herself. But eventually, she encountered missionaries who helped her escape. And she experienced an entirely new world. She knew nothing of religion or other countries. She'd been told Americans were evil villains, but when she arrived here, she discovered true freedom. And now she is concerned about the state of the U.S., expressing her dismay over some people believing America is evil and that other political systems would be more beneficial. And Park used the example of the disparity between North Korea and South Korea to prove her point that the U.S. system breeds success. South Korea was the poorest country when they adopted the U.S. democratic system. She said, before differentiating between the Koreas we see today, one is the 11th largest economy in the other, and the other country does not have electricity in the 21st century. Same potential, same history, same people under two different systems. One is communism, one is capitalism. And I hope people heed the warning.
So do I. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
No, that's tragic.
And she ain't the only one that has warned.
And the two countries sit side by side.
Yeah. Yeah, it is amazing.
It's crazy.
I like that story.
I do too. I'm thankful she was escaped.
And what was that? Where did that? Who did that story? Where did that? What's
that
story?
Faith Wire.
Faith Wire is connected to CBN.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they put a number of other articles on there. Faith Wire is a good little place. And so be sure to check these ministries out. And if you don't or haven't yet or can't, if you can't donate, that's fine. I mean, pray for them. But we need ministries on the ground worldwide. We need people, human people there that will physically speak, touch, pray, and lead people to the Lord. And the only way that's going to happen is if we are able to send them. How shall they hear if they have no preacher? And how shall they have a preacher if no one is sent? And that's really the call of the gospel, and that's the call of missions. And in America today, the trouble you face today is directly because we have had the gospel for a long, long time. We've had major, major revivals. But just like Israel, when one generation grew up to not know the Lord God, we have had multiple generations that grew up to not know the Lord, not have any faith. And in fact, today, we have active Satanism and Satan after school clubs. So we are in deep trouble. trouble in America today.
Amen.
And so, as a Christian, you're going to need to be walking where you need to walk. So be sure to check out my article that I told you about, The Resolute Christian Amid... You could put it amid what we're doing now, but it's amid chaos, and we are in that time of confusion. And so we're moving on. International Christian Concern covers Boko Haram a lot because they're in an area in Africa that we have talked about time and time again. This is the Chibok area. And this is where a young girl who is still in captivity by Boko Haram, Leah Sheribu, she's somewhere in Africa, not with her folks, with Boko Haram, being held captive because she's a Christian and won't recant. So we've seen this time and time again by Boko Haram. They like attacking these schools and taking the children. I guess they're a bunch of wusses and too afraid to take on the army, so they go steal the kids. So at any rate, 17 girls they managed to get away with. Now this Boko Haram is affiliated with ISIS. And they were boasting that they killed many Christians and burned two churches and burned a couple of homes. And he said one eyewitness said they were shooting sporadically after they rounded up the community. Some could not have access to escape, so they abducted 17 girls.
That's horrible.
Now, according to the Nigerian army spokesman, these insurgents were desperate to grow their influence. He said that they were depleted by our troops. And they were desperate to try to get their influence back. Now, Leah was taken in 2014.
I thought it was 16.
Nope, that's according to this article, Chibok. There's 300 schoolgirls abducted. And that's when Leah Sheribu was taken.
I thought it was later, but anyway.
You see, this is, I mean, you think you have trouble in America. I mean, these people live in these villages. And... you know, they have a way of life. And the kids are playing, you know, it's all safe. Then all of a sudden, within just a second, bad guys show up and start killing and burning, you know. And that, you know, is... for them, it's terrible. For me, it's terrible, but it's also irritating. Because we've got an entire world... and nobody does anything. Nothing. The world ain't going to help them out. They won't help any of these people out. They haven't so far. So you mark my words. If America starts getting burned to the ground and taken over by some bad guys, do you think anybody's going to come help America? No. And I can tell you, for covering the persecuted church for a lot of times, there's nobody comes to the rescue. And even when they call some of these local soldiers, they never get there on time. Your hope is one thing, the Lord. But Scripture also says they're led as sheep to the slaughter. That's prophecy. And many Christians are led as sheep to the slaughter. Because these brave, brave, militant Islamists, you know, they're so afraid of these Christians, they got to come and kill them when they know very well these Christians are not going to hurt them. So they slaughter them, burn their homes. That's the kind of hatred that they have. But still, in spite of that hatred and them being enemies, we find entire villages coming to the Lord. Now, this is not new. Many years ago, when we were working with some Indian missionaries, and they were out in the outer regions of India, when some of these villages, you know, one moment they would beat them up and run them out, and the next moment they'd welcome them in, especially if they had some kind of disease or something. And in this one village, there was somebody that was totally paralyzed. And these three guys, they were a ministry. They went in there and they prayed for that person. He got up and walked.
That's exciting.
The whole village came to the Lord that day. And not too long ago, we had another story just like that, where the entire village came to the Lord, but they came to the Lord not because of that miracle, but because of a young boy that had seen a Jesus film, I think, wasn't it, Tower?
I think so.
And he came to know the Lord, and so he wanted these people who produced the movie to show it to his tribe. And he did, and the whole tribe accepted the Lord. It just amazes me.
Yes.
We have had a lot of good reports about that. So, you know, take heart. God is working behind the scenes. There's a lot of things that God does in the supernatural that you probably never even heard of. But God is working in a lot of ways that are absolutely amazing. No matter what happens in America, no matter what happens in the West, no matter what you see before your eyes, this is a God of the miraculous. And when you go into the, like this article, I write in there about some important things. You know, we need to understand these things. And we need to understand God has not called us to fear, but to triumph.
Amen.
And to have the miraculous, the supernatural. That means praying, calling down powers and principalities, bringing in the power of Christ, seeing the miraculous. But
Amen.
We have to believe.
Amen.
If darkness wants America, they can have America, but we want the souls. We want people redeemed. And if a little bit
That's
of
right.
pressure will wake people up, then send the pressure. We need America to be repentant. We need this country to throw out the filth. We need them to throw it off. Confess to Christ and be healed.
That's right. Amen. And what were you saying the other day? Judgment is God's mercy?
Yes, I say that a lot. That within God's judgment, there's always mercy.
And it brings people to repentance.
You guys that are hearing me now, you need to listen to my Isaiah series. It's a long series. You're not going to do it overnight. I've got 121 episodes. But you're going to find out that in judgment, God brings mercy. And I tell you how he does it. But there's going to be a time when in judgment comes and the mercy will have ended if you haven't come to him.
Amen.
So at any rate, we do have another one. This comes from CBN. And this is the Thomas More Society. You know, we know of the Thomas More Society. And it's interesting, that name. And it's a nonprofit. It's a public interest law firm. And there's another attorney associated with them, a Louisville attorney called Blaine Blood. And so This police officer is a 13-year police veteran, and he's received multiple commendations. He was off duty one time when this happened, and he stopped to pray with his father on a public sidewalk in front of a closed abortion clinic. He was wearing his uniform and carrying his gun, but covered up by wearing his coat, so they couldn't really see it. But surveillance cameras were on, and this picture got back to the police in charge. So the police powers didn't like it. He was stripped of all of his police ability, put under investigation. He is put under internal investigation, and he was later allowed to come back to duty. But when the incident became public, he was put on administrative leave. And so this is where the lawyers come in. It was deemed unfair discipline, and so they filed a lawsuit, and the city quick offered him $75,000, and they changed their tune. But today we're in that woke society. We don't take no for an answer. We just castigate people. And I haven't been banned like others have. I've left channels because of what they've done to others. But I've had things where people have done that on numerous sites. I left them because I won't have nothing to do with them. I'm on a lot of websites, a lot of places now, and a lot of the ones I'm on don't do that. But I will tell you one that is one of the best out there, and that's Getter. G-E-T-T-R. And check it out. They're not like the others. But if you're one of those looking to join Getter and be a pain in the butt and bring your leftist views and want to attack everybody and cause trouble, you'll be gone. And I can tell you personally, I don't put up with it. So if you want to be a pain in the butt, go right ahead. And if you do it with anything connected to me, if I can't ban your butt, I'll make sure you're not going to listen to what I'm doing. I'm not going to have your stuff on anything. You need to repent. Because I don't kiss the butt of darkness. I kick it. I'm not here to make peace with the devil. I'm here to make sure he gets thrown in that lake of fire. And in the process, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. That's Yahshua, Jesus Christ, our Lord, the only begotten Son of God, who triumphed over all principalities and powers. So while you're out there being a Christian, make sure you know it, who it is that you're serving.
Amen.
We're going to have to get out of here now.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us, everybody, whenever you do. We love you. We appreciate you. We hope the best for you in Christ Jesus. We are always praying for you. Please remember to contact us. And good night, everybody. We pray for you, pray for us, and pray for your brothers and sisters around the world. And good night, everybody.
Don't forget to go by our websites at warren-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Until next time, shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.